the president's trip to Minnesota. Still trying to build support for his gun control plan. Still wants a ban on the so-called assault rifles. And it's interesting that he went to Minneapolis and talked about, you know, the violent summit that Mayor of Minneapolis had with the mayor of Milwaukee, Tom Barrett, because they both had violent shooting episodes. And I'm watching this and I'm saying, why the hell aren't you in Chicago?
Yeah, he tried to fly into Chicago, but the airport was socked in.
Yeah.
So he couldn't get into O'Hare Midway.
Whoa, that must have been it.
Air Force One had to be diverted to Minneapolis. So.
The reason I point out Chicago is that there have been 157 shootings in Chicago in the first month of the year. There are more than 40 dead people. And he's from there. This is his city. A little 15-year-old girl who was part of the inaugural festivities shot and killed by gang crossfire. It's amazing to me that when he talks about gun violence, he goes to Minneapolis, where next to Chicago, there's been none. Or he talks about this, you know, summit between Milwaukee and Minneapolis. The homicide numbers combined, both cities don't approach Chicago's. He doesn't want to talk about Chicago. What you have here is a culture of decadence in Chicago when it comes to dealing with violence. And an absolutely neutered city hall. That's what needs to change in the city of Chicago. And it's not going to change anytime soon. Because you've got the... Oh, by the way, David Axelrod, do we have that clip from David Axelrod I told you about in National Review? He was asked about all the gun violence in Chicago, and I've just been explaining the problem they've had with gang violence, the problem they have with being able to get any convictions or even charge. We're not even talking convictions, it's just charges. Only 6% of the time do you see charges brought against anybody for shooting and wounding someone in Chicago? And what does David Axelrod blame for this? The fact that you can buy a gun outside Chicago. He says, yes, it's in the suburbs, you can buy guns. You don't have the gun restrictions you have in Chicago. Therefore, you know, these guns make their way into the city. And because this happens, that's why we have gun violence in Chicago. Isn't that ironic? In Seattle, they are asking the legislature if they can have, and it's not going to happen, but they're asking the legislature if they can allow cities to have their own gun control policies to restrict people carrying firearms and owning firearms. But in Chicago, where they have local gun control, they say, well, the problem is everybody else won't do what we're doing. And of course, if they extended the Chicago near gun ban statewide, what would they then complain about? Well, it's these people in Missouri and Indiana and, you know, Wisconsin, they're bringing their guns in here. It would never end. It's always something other than what's in front of their face. You know, the president, instead of dealing with the economy, is talking about everything but. And then when he does deal with gun violence, he talks about everything but what is most obvious. Again, here's David Axelrod.
Yeah, we live in Chicago, and one of the reasons we have such a huge problem in this city is that all around us are areas with weak laws and with very lax background checks, and a lot of illegal guns flow into this city. Mm-hmm. So it is a critical issue to get these background checks, and every law enforcement official will tell you.
How pathetic. How pathetic. They won't crack down on gangs. They won't do stop and frisk. They won't let law-abiding people conceal carry. Yeah, and instead, all they can do is fumble about, try and cover for their useless mayor who just doesn't have the stones, the guts to do anything about this.